up top of me, and then we'll be pushies together, okay? Oh, this is June 21st, and Ross said, I will put my blanket up top of you, and you'll put your blanket up top of me, and then we'll be pushies together, right?
No, I'll put your blanket up top of me, and up top of you.
Okay. Put this over here. Don't touch that. No. Get near me.
That's my table cover, because you took it away.
I know.
Why you took it away?
Because I wanted to go to the German store and buy you some more.
Oh. And you didn't.
And it was closed.
Why? Because the Germans ran away.
Mm-hmm.
Why else Germans ran away?
No, they wouldn't let me in. I didn't have a passport.
Huh?
I didn't have a passport.
Why didn't they?
Let's be pushing.
Huh?
Let's be pushing. I said, you know what God warned and me did. What did you say?
You know what God warned and me did to monkey?
What?
He did a bad thing to monkey. He didn't show him.
The grass on what?
On the hair and that shirt.
Uh-huh.
And that we did Yaros too.
What? Huh?
That was what we did to Yanos too.
You did it to Yanos?
Too.
Not good. That was not good.
And God ran away from Monkey because Monkey was a good guy.
Uh-huh. Marky's too cute.
Yeah. Monkey's too cute to run away from us.
Ross said, get my real, he wants to go to the John store, he meant the German store, right? And he said, get me my real tape, not my real passport, not my pretend passport.
No, I got these real tapes.
You got those real tapes? But this is the one where the Ross words are.
Yeah.
That's real too.
Yeah.
Do you want to listen to all the tapes of all your words?
No, I want to go. Let's get going.
Let's get going right now?
Yeah.
Honey, I don't think we're quite ready to go yet.
What?
We'll be ready pretty soon, but it's not ready. It's not time to go yet.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you why.
Huh.
Because,
Yeah.
Honey, until I buy you another tape recorder, we're going to have to use this one.
Huh?
We've got to use this one until we buy another one.
No way.
I told Ross that we're going to go to the German store. He said the John store. I said the German store. He said, we're going to go to the one that I told you.
Okay,
well, I got it. I'll hold it for you while you take your coat off, right? You take your coat off. Where do you want to put your coat?
On the table. Huh? In my left and my shoulder. Yeah.
Ross? Now, you said first we're going to go on the train, right? And then what's going to happen?
We'll go on the mountain.
In the mountain?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's going to happen first? And second? Okay. Now, what about coming home and eating some food?
That's what we're doing now.
We're doing that right now?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what's going to happen after that?
Mountain.
Is that number two or number one?
Second.
Okay, yeah. Who eats the cheese?
Huh?
When do we eat the cheese?
Later.
Later?
Yeah.
You don't want the cheese?
Mm-hmm.
No. That. Thank you, little boy.
I'll
talk to you later. Yeah. Ross said that he wanted some... They're going inside now. Ross said that he wanted to have a candy, and I said, no, you've had enough for dinner. And so he took it out to Mommy and gave it to her and said, is this yours or is this mine? And she said, you can have it. So he ended up getting it. So he was a ploy on how to get a piece of chocolate, even though your daddy hasn't told you, said you can have it. It's a lot of I got a good ideas we've been talking about here.
So, Taylor?
Yeah?
What's here? So, you got a man talking.
Okay, let's go.
Destroy him?
Yeah. Okay, let's go. Come on. What did Darth Vader do to Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Huh?
What does he do to Obi-Wan Kenobi?
You're Darth Vader.
Yeah. What happens?
You kill him. Yeah, Darth Vader.
How does it happen?
You melted him.
I melted him? I melted him?
Yeah.
How did it happen?
You lightsabered him.
Uh-huh.
Good Darth Vader.
Uh-huh. Okay, and then what?
Then I want those two guys one.
Who are they?
The Luke, on Chewbacca, and Leia. But if you be on the computer, got to be into the back. Because they're scared.
Right. Got to be into their back.
That's why they're here.
They're running backwards, right?
Huh?
They're running away, right?
Why?
Because they're scared.
Oh.
Scared of the stormtroopers.
Why?
The stormtroopers have guns.
Oh.
And they're hurting.
But why aren't the good people have guns and not fighting from them?
Mm.
Huh?
No,
I can see.
I can see. You know why I can see? I know that there's a stormtrooper out there.
Yeah.
Out there in the dark, there's a stormtrooper.
That's me.
No, it's the stormtrooper. Here comes stormtrooper.
No.
No, it's mean, Mommy. Don't do it.
You got your thing.
I know. You can scare little boys that way.
No.
You sure?
Don't do that anymore, Mommy.
If you do it, Mommy, we're gonna... You can't be Princess Leia anymore.
Yeah.
Late night.
Can I put the lights on?
Right.
Can I put the lights on?
Do you want to go back into your bed now?
No. I'm going to go with you.
No, you go back in your bed.
No.
Get in the quiet, okay? Ross said, why didn't Mommy go to at the German store? Ross, I told Ross that our cat might have been at the hospital. He said, does our cat scream and yell when she's at the hospital? And I said, yeah. And he said, why? And I said, because she's unhappy. And he said, little cats don't scream and yell. Is that right?
Yeah.
No, they scream and yell just like people, honey.
Okay.
Why not?
Because the hospital,
they do too.
Because if you say that, then I'll be mad.
Okay, don't get mad at me, okay? I won't say it. If you're going to get mad, I'll just be good. Okay? But, if you want to talk about cats, and you want to know what's really good, true, then I have to tell you. Okay, let's talk about cats. Now, are cats like people? They do things just like people. They eat like people, right? And they have to go poo-poo like people, right? And they go to sleep like people. But you know what they don't? One thing that's different from cats and people. Cats don't wear any clothes.
Right?
She wears what?
She wears clothes.
What is it called? Say it again.
Shirt.
Well, wait a second. Now, I asked Ross what teachers wear for pants, and he said fur. Asked him what she wore for shoes, and he said, socks. And I said, no, she doesn't wear socks. And then he said something else. What did she wear?
Shirt.
shirt, yeah, I know. She wears fur for a shirt, right? But what does she wear for shoes?
I don't know.
Nothing. She doesn't have any shoes.
No.
Right. Ross has been just brought up a couple topics by himself. One was, why are there so many trucks here? Just talking about the road that we're traveling down. And the other one was, why did Janos move to a new house, right? And I tried to tell him the answers to both of those questions. Both of those situations, you're doing a good job of starting a conversation all by yourself, right? Yeah. So that he knows how to start a conversation, start talking about a new topic. He just sort of sits there and thinks about a new thing to talk about, right?
Yeah.
Yep. You're a very good talker. You've got a lot of good ideas about things to talk about. And why did that man driving our car, and why did he give us our car back? And I said, because he was fixing it for us. I was talking about this man last night. He was fixing our car. I just bought some cars for Ross. He says, why do I have policeman cars, huh? I was driving the car with one hand, and Ross said, you better watch out, because if you don't put your other hand on the car, you will go into the water. And then I took it off again. He said, you'll go into the water again. Ross said, and then I said, we're not in the water. And then after he said, we're just pretending we're in the water. And then we passed the truck that was pulling out. He said, why is the truck coming now? Sort of just commenting on. Okay, this is it. Ross said that the place I was looking for would be where the green car was. And then when I turned, he said, see, it was where the green car one was, where they fixed the green car. I told Ross it's safer in the back, and he says, well, but why isn't it safer in the front? In other words, he should have said, why isn't it safe in the front, not why is it safer. But why isn't it safe in both places? So he's not using his comparative quite accurately yet. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Sit down. Sit down, boy.
You want to make a picture of thundering?
No, of Superman. Okay?
Okay. Have you been good? Ross said he wanted the car out of a box, but he didn't say it that way. He said, I want the car of this. He meant the car that came out of this box. Okay, you want to get your paper and pencil and I'll set you all up?
And will you draw me Superman?
Mom will probably draw you something, but would you like to go get set up?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get set up. Let's go all get set up, okay?
I've got a great idea.
Told Ross we were going to have Mother Goose. We were going to have some music, and I said, yeah, Mother Goose. And Ross said, no, Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown has songs. In other words, that's the reason why I can disagree with what you had to say about your other quantity, is that the quantity I have does the same thing that you wanted your other thing to do, and the size in which I like it. I asked Ross if he wanted to have any breakfast, and he said, no, I had beer and I had chocolate pudding. What he meant was last night what he had. So he sort of confused what I was asking. So what are we doing now, Ross?
I don't know.
We're going to have breakfast, aren't we?
Would you like to come out and have breakfast with us? Would you like to come have breakfast with Marky and Mommy and me?
Oh, I have a big pee-pee.
Well, you know why?
Why?
To go pee-pee. Because that's the pee-pee. Go pee-pee. I'll show you how. I don't want you to do it in bed. Come on. Come on, I don't want you to do it in bed. You're going to go pee-pee in bed. I told Ross that Mark is playing the ball, and he said, can I play with my ball? And I said, yeah, come on out. And he said, I want mine. And he's starting to hem and haw. What?
Dad?
Yeah?
I want to ride a marble.
Oh, one of those little marbles? We're going to take those for you to play with at school.
No,
We're
going to
take
it
to school
from
there.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we?
For fun.
I don't want to do that.
Why not?
I told Ross that I told Silly Little Bird to move because he was in my way, and Ross said, did you drive over that Silly Little Bird? And I said, no. No, he got out of the way in time. He got out of the way. He was a good little bird. Let's see, I told Ross that there was a lot of traffic. He said, yeah, I know. And then he said, what are we under? And we're going under Elizabeth's Bridge. And he said, what do you say, Ross, then? On top? You want to go on top of the Queen's Bridge? I see. I said, there's the fast boat. He says, but why is that fast boat fast? And I said, because it's got a big motor, right? Why do little race boats have big motors too? Because they can go fast too. If you've got a good motor, you can go fast, even if you're a little one. You can go fast too. In fact, the fastest ones are the little ones.
Yeah.
They're the fastest ones, yeah.
And the big ones are faster too.
Big ones are faster, yeah.
But if the big ones don't have a big motor,
yeah.
They've got the yellow motor.
Right, then they have a little motor instead. Yeah. And they don't go as fast then. And they don't go as fast.
No.
Right. I told Ross that Arpad's Bridge. And he said, who's that? Who's Arpad? And I said, oh, he's in Romania. And I explained who he is. And he said, let's go there. And I said, well, we all will go there, but we have to get passports and everything. And he said, well, first we'll go to the German store and then to the train. And I said, what about Romania? And he said, yeah, and that too. Yeah, Ross is going to leave his Chewbacca in the car. He says, I want this mean one, not that other mean one I brought, just this white one, right? Okay. Ross said he was short, and I said, no, you're not short. He thought it was very funny and started laughing. Now he says he's little and cute and good. Right?
Short.
And short?
No.
What are you?
Little.
Yeah.
Cute.
You're little and cute.
And good.
And good. And happy.
And happy.
Happy and hungry.
Happy.
Are you hungry?
No.
No? Are you thirsty?
No.
You sure?
No.
How come you're not hungry or thirsty?
I am thirsty.
How come?
Because I didn't drink juice.
You didn't drink your juice? You didn't drink your turmix?
I didn't drink my water.
And your turmix?
No.
Right.
That's what I'm thirsty.
That's what you drink when you're thirsty, right? Oops, bye. Here comes the car.
You should have up here.
What?
I shouldn't go down up to here.
I shouldn't go down up to here? Ross asked me, why'd you go up here, Daddy, up on this street? And he said, you shouldn't go down up to here. We shouldn't come up this street here.
I didn't come up cars and too much streets, messing all that.
Why? Why are they doing that?
I don't know.
Well, you said before, because they're making a mean war, because they're making a good war, because they want to fight. That's what Ross is saying. I was showing him that all the ditches were dug up on the Kristina Kurut. Kurut. Right?
Yeah. Ross said, Ross, do you want Charlie Brown? Somebody said, no, I want Charlie Brown. Snoopy come home, and then Charlie Brown. It was a short summer, and then Charlie Brown's All Stars, and then Great Pumpkin. Okay, he knows all. He runs them through. He knows the list of his whole tape. I think he knows his whole. What do you know? All your tapes.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Number
one. Right. What else?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Songs.
Songs. What else?
Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back. What else?
Never come home.
No, I know all the Charlie Browns. Let me come home. All the Charlie Browns. What else?
Fred Flintstone.
You forgot. You forgot an important one. You forgot Fred Flintstone.
Fred Flintstone,
Circus and Maverick. Marky peed on the floor, and Ross said, "Yeah, he peed on my floor also." He used the word "also" a little earlier today. Something about, and they went on that bridge also. Oh, this street is bumpy also. That's why earlier this morning said this street is bumpy also, right?
Yeah.
When did you say that? Mm-hmm. And then he said maybe we better take Mark back to the hospital, right? Because he was bad, right? I'm going to take you back to the hospital if you're bad, Mark. And then Ross said, well, maybe he doesn't want to. Maybe he doesn't want to go back to the hospital. I told Ross that the mean walkers are going to come, and he said, I know what to do. Let's go outside and tell them to go away. Right?
And he said, go away! Go away!
Boo, go away, you bad walkers.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. But do you think that they're ready to go away yet? What if they don't go away?
They will.
You're sure? Yeah. What if they don't?
They will.
What if they don't?
That's one idea.
Yeah? You're sure they will?
Yeah.
Well, if you're sure they will, then there's no problem then.
They will.
Okay. Then let's put the mother goose away.
Yeah, because if they come and
they'll get steal, them. They'll steal everything they can get.
Yeah.
We don't want them, any of those people to get any of our stuff, do they?
No.
Okay.
And what? I've only moved our window.
So the walkers don't get them. Put this
no.
stuff there. And I need to write a check for it.
If you come with me and now with the mirror, say that if you don't write your letter, then you can come with me.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to come with me because if the stormtroopers are still here, then we have to send our help.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we better go outside.
Okay.
Okay?
Let's go.
Okay.